We came out here for a peaceful protest. We were just walking around, protesting. We were on the sidewalks. Officers told us to stay on the sidewalks, and if we stepped onto the street, we would be arrested. We stayed on the sidewalks. At least most of us did. I did. I stayed on the sidewalk, followed all the signs and everything, and eventually they just surrounded us, arrested us all, and got us for not dispersing, even though we were a peaceful protest. And, you know, I think that's against our legal rights as Americans, being able to, you know, have our freedom of speech.
So they told you to go in a certain area, and you went in that area, and then they still arrested you?
No. Well, they told us not to get off the sidewalk, not to stand into the street. I didn't stand in the street at all. I was just walking. You got arrested on the sidewalk. I got arrested on the sidewalk. Most of us got arrested when we were on the sidewalk. So they had no real legal right to arrest us. They didn't read us their rights or anything. So I think that they ended up breaking a lot more laws than we did.
Yeah. Did they surround you guys?
They surrounded us. A lot of us were trying to disperse. They wouldn't let us. And then they start pushing us down. And they knocked a couple people over. They were pushing them to the ground. And then they started dragging us all the way. So, yeah. And, I mean, all because we don't want war, you know. We go out there for a peaceful protest, and they're the ones who end up getting violent.
What kind of violence did you see them?
I mainly saw them, just seeing them pull people to the ground, just pushing them around, making sure that they weren't being able to move at all.
Anyone assaulted?
I did see one girl get hit. I'm not quite sure what her name was, but I saw her get pushed down.
And how was she hit?
They pretty much grabbed her by the collar and threw her to the ground, holding her in place. They ended up pushing people over people, so people ended up tripping and falling on the ground, hurting themselves.
Now, were all these protesters?
I believe most of them were. At least the group that I was with, we were peaceful protesters. We were trying to talk to the cops, and we were like, this is nonviolent. We're just trying to walk around and, you know, voice our opinion. And they decided they were going to take us in, so we all got arrested. I was held in there for about, I don't know, a couple hours, and then they just finally released me.
How was your treatment in there?
It wasn't bad compared to how they treated us out onto the street when they were loading us in. Treatment in there isn't too bad. They're actually pretty nice. They let's use the restrooms and everything, so it wasn't too bad.
So they brought the keys to the site?
Right. I have to go to court May 1st, 9 a.m. in the morning, for walking on the sidewalk and voicing my opinion. Yeah, it's pretty ridiculous.
Now, do you see any protesters? Do you see any violence at all?
Not with any of the protesters. I didn't see any violence at all. That's what kind of surprised me, is that, you know, they took us all out so quick. I mean, when we were all just walking, that's all we were doing. We were staying on the sidewalk, at least most of us were. I didn't really see any throwing of any objects or anything.
How many people were arrested?
They're saying, I saw roughly about 60 people. They're saying about 200 people got arrested.
Did they put you on a bus?
Yeah, they put me on a bus when they arrested me. Took my photo and stuck me in there and then drove us over here.
How many buses were out there?
We saw 3 busloads come in.
3 busloads?
Right. And a bunch of...
So they had to have a lot of police officers.
Oh, yeah. There were a lot of police officers.
How are they dressed? So they don't...
They're all right here. Like, we were going to go out and start a riot, which we weren't. We were all out there for peaceful reasons. To stop a war that, you know, is out of control. Or going to be out of control. It's unfortunate.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, thank you.